Good morning, Montreal. You are tuned to the Wednesday Morning After on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. We have a full show for you today with a podcast and two pre-recorded interviews. The first interview is with Full Deck from Burlington, Ontario. Full Deck has a track brimming with dopamine for the summer. Limbic is a fast-paced song with melodic hooks and well-thought-out lyricism. The track contains the limbic system, the control center in the brain responsible for hedonistic tendencies. Next, we'll share a podcast called In the Shower with Taz and Marcus. Today's question is, why do old people shrink? The final interview is with Serenity. We've been listening to Serenity's music for a couple of months now, waiting for her to release her latest album, Carpenter's Daughter. We'll hear from her later in the show. 8 o'clock brings Democracy Now!, 8:15 brings Weather, and we'll listen to some more music. Then Naomi will join us with her poetry segment and we'll wrap up the show. Let's start the day off with some music.
Troubles come and go. It won't be long till all that's said and done. It's locked away inside a dream. Open up your eyes and start again. When you're falling down and you can't break through, you will find the answer as darkness comes.
Get dizzy high. Did you get vaccinated?
Not yet, but I will soon.
And which one are you getting?
I'm getting the dance vaccine.
The dance vaccine? Great idea.
Yeah, rehearsing with the girls is what I miss the most.
Well, it's gonna be the soccer vaccine for me. I can't wait to see the gang again.
Each vaccination brings us closer to these moments. Follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Pleasure-seeking group Full Deck is ready to take you on a journey of punk intimacy and punk soul with its latest set of releases. With us today, we have Jesse Lang, Aram Ivazian, Gabriel Lepore, Daniel Arceo of Full Deck. Hi, Jesse, and welcome to the show, along with Aram, Gabriel, and Daniel.
Hello.
Hi, Sheila. Thanks for having us.
Hello.
Happy to be here.
First, please introduce yourselves and tell us how you came to be involved in Full Deck.
I could go first on this one. I met Jesse through a mutual friend a couple years ago, and Jesse was looking for a drummer for this new band that he had been starting. Went to Jesse's basement. We had a little bit of a a jam session, and we pretty much connected like that. And then, yeah, me and Jesse connected. We started forming the band and all that. And that's the history between me and Jesse. There's nothing more to it than that.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah, it was all through mutual friends and the connections that we had made in the past few years before that. Yeah.
And then slowly, the band started growing and growing, and we ended up getting new members, and now we have the four of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Daniel, Gabe, did you guys want to kind of talk about how you guys entered the band?
Sure. So I know Daniel through high school. We were in music class together for a couple of years. And then I remember he joined a band and he was posting about it. And then he reached out to me and said, hey, we're looking for a bass player. And, you know, this was like when quarantine just happened. So I was like, I have nothing better to do with my time right now. So, of course. And I miss playing with people. So it was really nice. And then when I first met them all and started playing, you know, sparks were flying. So it was nice.
Who's been working with your band in production for your albums and show?
Well, with our EP that we have just released, we had the opportunity to record it at Sugar Shack in London, Ontario, with an awesome producer named Kyle Ashbourne. He's been super awesome, and we have planned back in the studio with him and recording. So that's who worked on the EP with us that we just released, which is called You Know It's Real. And in terms of shows, it's kind of shows are more of like a DIY project where all the bands kind of come together and put on a live show with the promoter and the venue that we're playing with.
Limbic is your bright new single. What is the story behind this song?
So Limbic, the title Limbic refers to the part of your brain that deals with pleasure seeking and impulse, which is called the limbic system. And funny enough, in younger people, and especially in teenagers, the limbic system of the brain is at its most developed, and it's kind of it is the most developed part of the brain when you're a teenager and when you're a young person. So that whole idea kind of influenced the lyrics to the song. And the song in general is just about this person who has issues with their impulses and kind of has that semi-awareness of doing things that they're not supposed to be doing, but at the same time, kind of giving in to those impulses just kind of for the thrill of it and for the experience.
May we hear some of your music?
Yeah, for sure.
This is Limbic on the Wednesday Morning After.
Go!
Do you have any group activities outside of the music studio and concert stage? And how does this influence your music?
We definitely bond the most when we're together practicing and rehearsing. But I think what's important about especially this band is that our music pretty much represents this connection that we have as friends. So I think that we all have a pretty good chemistry together, and that really helps in the music process. So I think that our music and our practice and all that wouldn't be as good as it is if it's not for the connections that we have, and we're able to collaborate and work together. So just going, you know, we do a lot of stuff together. I think it really helps shape how our music sounds.
How are you planning to celebrate this release?
By going back to work, hitting the studio. We got lots of plans for this summer to record some new material and kind of really develop our catalog and just, you know, make connections. Hopefully we can start playing shows in the fall. We're very much work oriented right now. And I guess just because of the pandemic, it's tough to have a proper celebration. So we're going to channel that into keeping up the momentum that we've developed.
Maybe listen to some more of your music.
Yeah, let's do it.
This is Temptress on CKUT.
Yourself up, but it's whole damn town. You're the only one. Said that you want me, but I know it's not true.
If our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your music, where should they go?
We have our music on many different platforms. We have our music on Apple Music, Spotify, and YouTube. So along with all the other ones, if you go to our Instagram page, we have a link that helps you take you can go to all the different platforms. YouTube is a good bet, Apple Music, Spotify, and we also have a Bandcamp where you can purchase our EP and purchase our songs. Those are all good bets.
Well, thank you for your interview today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Jesse Lang, Aram Avazian, Gabriel Lepore, and Daniel Arceo of Full Deck speaking about their band. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando.
Early in the morning, before the sun rose, when the first bird sang, even while everyone was still asleep.
Morning. On that morning.
When the sun.
Cocky-doodle-doo, I hear the rooster crowing.
Now you must wake up.
Now every morning when I wake up,
I woke up this morning with
the kiss of the morning.
Got up 7:30 every morning, had the same breakfast.
Réveillez-moi à 8 heures demain matin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bacon and eggs
in the morning,
in the morning,
in the morning.
Why should the sun replace the moonlight?
Has this ever happened to any of you, or will it happen to any of you on the morning after the night before?
You are listening to The Morning After on CKUT 90.3 on the FM dial.
Have you ever looked at pictures of your grandparents when they were young and wondered why they're significantly smaller now? This week on In the Shower, we answer, why do old people shrink?
In the shower with Tess and Marcus, in the shower with Tess and Marcus, in the shower with Tess and Marcus, in the shower with Tess and Marcus,
in the shower with Tess and Marcus,
in the shower with Tess and Marcus,
in the shower with Tess and Marcus,
in the shower with Tess and Marcus.
Hello, lovely listeners, and welcome to In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, a bite-sized, informative podcast that's aimed to be listened to while you're in the shower, but really you can listen to it anywhere at all.
Have you ever wondered if space ends?
Or why our hair turns grey?
Or how glass is made?
Or what exactly an itch is?
If you're the type of person who's looking for answers to questions like this and all the other mysteries of the world, you've come to the right place.
We've answered all of those questions ready for your listening ears, and today we're about to answer one more.
So step into the cubicle as we answer, why do old people shrink?
In the shower with Tess and Marcus,
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 in the shower with Tess and Marcus.
This week's question comes from my very, very best friend, Miss Niamh Green, and it was her birthday yesterday, so happy birthday, Niamh.
Happy birthday, Niamh.
Happy birthday, Niamh. And Niamh Green. One thing about Niamh Green. She loves old people.
She does love old people.
She loves old
she
people.
She loves one thing, it's old people.
It's old people. She signed up for an Irish charity called Alone, where they kind of pair up older people with younger people to essentially kind of just like hang out and get to know each other and chat. It's like a mentoring system, but basically it's as the charity would suggest, it's to make sure old people don't feel alone. But I've never seen someone so excited to make a new friend as Niamh is to meet her old person.
It's actually really, really lovely. Seeing her enthusiasm and seeing the work that the charity Alone do has actually made me want to sign up. So if you want to hang out with an old person, do check out Alone if you're in Ireland or the relevant charities wherever you are.
Old people are absolutely amazing. They have so much life experience, and I feel like as a young population, we don't appreciate them enough, I think.
Do you know what? Like, I feel we can get so caught up in a bubble of hanging out with people our own age that I honestly can't remember the last time I had a conversation with, like, a properly old person. I think it was, like, a while ago. Like, I sat down and had dinner with my granny one-on-one. And
we have established that old people are class. But, Marcus, why do they shrink?
Do you know what? I can't wait to get to the bottom of this one. So I'm guessing it has something to do with the weight of life on their shoulders.
The weight of the world on their shoulders.
Of
okay, so
universe.
There's a couple of reasons why old people shrink.
Okay, before we get to the explanation, just to start off, like, it's not a rumor, it's not a myth. Like, old people do actually shrink.
They absolutely do. Like, I want to dedicate this episode to my granny Glennon. Alice Glennon has definitely gotten smaller. She's 95 years old and she is smaller and hence therefore cuter than ever before. It is a true fact, old people shrink. And believe it or not, we start shrinking around the age of 30.
What?
Yep.
I'm going to be 30 in about 2 months. Like, are you saying that it's gonna start now? Like, that? What?
Yep. Begins at the age of 30.
Are you serious?
Yep. It's mad. So.
Oh, no. So, like, it's all downhill.
Literally. Okay, so between the ages of 30 and 70, men tend to lose about 1 inch of height and women tend to lose around 2 inches.
That is a significant amount.
It
wow.
really is, isn't it? Like, 2 inches is a significant amount. So the medical community kind of believe that people shrink for several reasons.
So go on, give it enlighten us.
Well, interestingly, we actually lose height on a daily basis. Measure yourself in the morning and again at bedtime and you'll see that you've lost about 1 centimetre over the day. That's because gravity pulls you down to the surface of the earth, essentially compressing our bodies.
I'm compressing our bodies.
Compressing our bodies.
It makes me sound like a terrine. Some kind of Riette from a foodies out there.
That can be like your excuse now for staying in bed.
What? I don't want to be compressed.
I don't want to be compressed.
Stressed and compressed.
Is real. So the flexible discs between the bony bits in our spines, which are mostly water, get squashed down until we lie down. Then they kind of fill out again. So astronauts have been shown to grow about 7 centimetres when they go into space, as they don't, of course, have gravity pulling on them.
So we're actually getting shorter every single minute of the day. That is madness and something that I never knew before. Like, a lot of the time I have a bit of an idea about the subjects we're talking about, but I didn't know that we are literally being compressed by gravity. Well, okay, so next reason. Is it as terrifying as the last?
Okay, yeah. So, like, moving on to anatomy, I suppose, is the next place to go. The part of our body involved in our stature, which is of just the way we stand up, are there bones, cartilage and muscle. As we age, all of these things undergo changes. As people age, they lose bone mass. This is because bone is a more active tissue than most people think, constantly breaking down old bone and replacing it with new bone throughout our lives.
It's actually insane. Like, you know what, shout out to the human body, because, like, when you think that the human body or any kind of living creature has an ability to heal itself, like, when someone breaks a bone, the body will just grow a new bone or, like, fuse it back together. It's crazy. Like, did you ever see, like, videos of, you know, soccer players or sports people, like, breaking their legs and, like, you know, their shins hanging at a right angle and they're screaming. And
yeah.
You see them playing again, like, a year
it's
later.
It's crazy.
Like, that's
your human body healing itself. It's absolutely madness.
That is madness. Yeah.
Madness. But anyway, with age, the rate of absorption begins to outpace the rate of new bone formation and bones tend to get more weak and essentially kind of spongy.
Okay, so the bones aren't as strong. So essentially, they don't stand up as well.
Pretty,
and that affects
pretty much.
Height,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
This tends to be more pronounced in women because it's accelerated by the lack of estrogen after menopause. As bones become more spongy, they tend to compress, causing people to lose height. As the years go by, cartilage gets worn away and compressed. This process occurs in the discs in the back and causes older people to lose a lot of that height.
So you're essentially losing a teensy-weensy bit of height in between each vertebrae and in between each cartilage, so all the joints in
your knees.
So far we've been compressed by the galaxy. We have been, you know, spongy boned, and then all your cartilage and everything is wearing down. Your bones are disappearing. Women don't have enough estrogen after menopause, so
it's all
downhill.
They're
absolutely shagged.
So, again, moving on from the bone and kind of getting more into, moving on from the bone and cartilage, muscle has a huge role to play in this as well. So muscles help maintain posture. And as we age, muscle is lost and replaced with fat, a condition called sarcopenia.
I'm pretty sure it's a condition called not going to the gym right now for Marcus.
Yeah, imagine. Yeah. Have you put on weight? It's my sarcopenia.
It's my sarcopenia, yeah. I just suffer from this thing where my muscles are being replaced with fat. I have prescribed myself 9 cheeseburgers a day. That is a cruel condition.
It's a cruel,
it
cruel
really
condition.
It really is. Sarcopenia. There you go. Do you know what? If you're ever calling in sick to work, tell them that you have a nasty case of sarcopenia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nasty.
Nasty.
But yeah, without muscle, this leads to poor posture, of course, giving the illusion that even more height has been lost.
That is... That's crazy. So is that what causes, like, humpbacks?
That's exactly it.
In kind of elderly people. That
yeah, so a huge thing about
you're
elderly...
You're losing muscle, so you can't actually maintain a straight posture.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of older people maybe even look smaller just because they're kind of bent over as opposed to actually being shorter in height.
Okay.
Ready for the next reason?
Are there more reasons?
There's one more reason.
Wow. Okay. This is a lot more than I thought.
Really? Yeah.
Do you know what? We may be shrinking by the minute, but I feel that my knowledge on the subject has grown.
Oh, so nice one, Marcus.
This
I
is
like.
Swings and roundabouts. So swings go on, we have one more reason.
Okay, one more reason. It's in your feet.
Feet, like my feet.
Your feet. So the arches of your feet tend to flatten a bit as we age, which can drop you down a tiny bit in the measuring tape as well.
Oh, that makes sense. So there's a whole host of reasons. Gravity every day, compressing our bodies, cartilage wearing away over time, muscle mass not being able to hold posture as well, and sarcopenia where all your muscle turns to fat and you bend over and you can't stand up because you've no muscle but you've loads of fat. And then to add it all, the arches of your feet kind of eventually flattening, right?
Yep.
So it's clearly extremely natural. But is there anything a person could do to prevent shrinkage? Shrinkage is a great word, by the way. I love the word shrinkage.
Shrinkage.
But is there... Yeah, so what can people do?
Sort of. Okay, sort of. So as you said, it is extremely natural and let's face it, makes old people so much cuter. But there are a few things you can do to try and slow down the process.
You can go to space
and gain
7 centimetres.
Everybody should get to go to space. I wonder in my lifetime will I get to go to space?
Well, do you know what? Like when you look at how much space travel has progressed in the last 10 years, I wouldn't be surprised. Like when you look that we're going to see our first space tourists in the next year, I think.
Really? Next year?
Next year or two, yeah. There's a Japanese businessman who's going to space with Elon Musk, I think.
Holy moly.
I think.
Yeah.
Now, they're both mental billionaires, but like, you know, all of that trickles down. And once it becomes tested.
Completely.
Then space tourism could absolutely. But you know, you can do zero gravity flights.
No.
Where basically like the plane goes up. Like really, really high, and then almost goes into a controlled nosedive.
Oh,
yeah,
that sounds terrifying.
Look it up. I can't remember exactly what it's called. Just look up zero gravity.
So you're
on
YouTube. Floating essentially.
You float, yeah, and it's like the same.
It's like a skydive, but you're inside the plane.
Basically, yeah, but like you're not falling, like because your pressure. It's weird looking. Yeah,
that's mad.
I just remember seeing a video of a thing and a. One guy just like his head just flies into someone's nuts and in space no one can hear you scream, but on a zero gravity flight everyone has cameras and they can all hear you scream. So
anyway other than going to space, there are several habits that can help you maintain as much height as possible. These habits, I feel, are all the token habits we should do to be better at life.
Don't drink, exercise more, don't eat shitty food, don't be overweight, do not under any circumstances do any of the things that you actively enjoy your life.
Pretty much, to be honest. So yeah, maintaining proper posture, regular physical activity, not smoking, not drinking alcohol, not drinking caffeine excessively, avoiding extreme dieting, never taking steroids, and maintaining good nutrition will all keep you as tall as the Empire State Building.
Right. Well, there you have it. That is why old people shrink, and they do shrink. So, Taz, any facts to end the episode?
Yes, I've got some great facts. This is like the best bit of the episode is the facts that we have.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Go on. So what are our facts about here?
Okay, so snoring. So, okay, basically these facts are all going to be about old age. Because there's very little facts about old age shrinkage. So there's those facts about old age. So snoring increases in men and women as they age. 60% of men and 40% of women over the age of 60 will begin to snore when sleeping due to breathing difficulties.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm like 30 years early.
Yeah, Marcus erupts. Like, sometimes he snores so loudly that I think he's going to wake up the next morning with a hoarse voice. So, like, I don't know. I don't understand the chords or the what is happening in your head that you can snore so loudly.
Do you know what? Like, what's incredible is I don't hear it. Like, I'm generating so much. I've seen videos of myself snoring, and like
he vibrates.
Now, I work in nightclubs a lot of the time, and I've, you know, kind of very light tinnitus, and I've often wondered, is that condition spurred on by me like snoring every single night?
I don't know.
Anyway,
next one. Older women may have sex less often than when they were younger, but apparently they make a count. In a study of women 40 and older, researchers found that sexual satisfaction improved with age. Women over 80 were more likely than those between 55 and 79 to say they were satisfied during sex.
I'd say if you're having sex at 80, you're pretty satisfied just to be having it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's not necessarily, like, you might not have you know, hit the finish line or anything like that, but you're probably happy to just survive, to not have a heart attack, you know? That's...
Anyway, one more. Are you ready?
Go on.
Around the time the hair on your head starts to disappear, it can show up in the strangest places. They can mean large hairs in older guys' noses, like actually out of the tips of noses and ears, and older women may notice small hairs on their chinny chin chins. This is all caused by changes in our hormones.
So what you have to look forward to as you age is shrinking, all of your muscle getting replaced with fat. Apparently, increased sexual satisfaction, but also your hair disappearing off your head and reappearing everywhere else.
Sounds fantastic.
In the show with Tez and Marcus, 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 in the show with Tez and Marcus.
Well, there you have it. Old people are great. They may shrink, but they're class.
Do you know what? I think it's not necessarily that they shrink. It's just their awesomeness concentrates.
Interesting perspective on it.
There
I like
you go.
It. Guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of In the Shower with Taz and Marcus. If you liked what you've just heard, then good news, we have tons, over 80 episodes answering every kind of question imaginable, weird, wacky and wonderful. You can binge listen to them, you can listen to them one at a time, but you will be a more interesting dinner party guest if you listen to them all.
If you have a question that you want to ask us, and trust us, there is no question too silly, too obscure, too abstract. All questions are considered by us. You can send it to us on Facebook or Instagram. Just look up In the Shower with Taz and Marcus on either of them. And we look forward to hearing you. If you want to get us on email, Taz, what is that address?
If you want to drop us a question or just say hi, you can get us at intheshowerpodcast@gmail.com.
So next week's question, Taz.
Next week's question comes from our dedicated listener, Bevan. Is it Bevan or Baby?
Bevan, she has asked, why do humans like roller coasters?
That episode is going to be out next Monday in time for your morning shower. But in the meantime,
keep scrubbing.
In the show with Tez and Marcus, 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 in the show with Tez and Marcus.
Fused with Trinidadian roots and Jamaican swag, Montreal native Serenity Tee is a dynamic rapper, MC, lyricist, and performer. Her expert writing skills, lyrical content, and diverse cultural backgrounds play generously to her talents. This June 30th, Serenity Tee is releasing a brand new LP called Carpenter's Daughter. With us today, we have Serenity Tee. Hi, Serenity Tee, and welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi, Sheila. How are you?
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to write Carpenter's Daughter.
So, as you mentioned before, I'm an artist, MC, with Trinidadian roots and Jamaican roots from Montreal, born and raised in the DG parts of Montreal. Then I moved uptown. I'm an artist. I'm an MC. I'm a rapper and apparently a pretty decent freestyler. This is me. This is me coming through with Carpenter's Daughter. Carpenter's Daughter is something I chose to write because I was going through a few life revelations, learning experiences, and as Oprah and her team would call it, aha moments. I thought it would be a great idea to express that verbally, musically, in rap form, because that's what I do. So that's where Carpenter's Daughter comes from, and that's who Serenity is.
Who plays with you on this album, and who produced it with you?
The artists that my featured artists album, they're all Montreal artists. I have Disciple Edeka. Disciple Edeka is on my first French song called Passé Composé. He's a great rapper from Longueuil and a very important factor for Passé Composé, because the encouragement to write in rap is write in French as well. So yeah, to rap in French and write in French as well. I also have Sénécal, a world champion freestylist. Sénécal is a really dope dude. I also have Sean Fields, aka Widget, another NDG native, and also Royalty, known also as Alyssa, a beautiful, beautiful artist, great voice. And Sean Fields, Widget, and Royalty feature with me on the song Next to You, a more sensual, sweet summer song. As far as producers, I only have two producers, Clark Makes Hits and DJ Goldie, the one who is apparently, I think he's the DJ for Sans Pression, SP. And also, actually, I have Platinum Sellers Beats on the album as well.
Where do you find inspiration for your works?
Oh, everywhere I look, from love to life to personal situations to issues in the community, things that you see that's, you know, you're like, this is crazy right now, like negative things and positive things, even things that friends and family go through. So literally, it's inspirations all around.
May we listen to some of your music?
Absolutely.
This is Blessings on the Wednesday Morning After.
Grinding for my blessings. I've been praying for my blessings. Praying for my blessings. I've been looking for my blessings. Looking for my blessings. I've been working for my blessings. Working for my blessings. Woke up this morning, yeah, I feel blessed. Feeling like there's no stress. All my life woke up and had my sight, my hearing, and this vision too. Slipping on my slides, feeling incredible. Tummy growl, ooh-wee, is there something edible? Yawn that stretch, yeah, let's get it, bro. Money on my mind, oh, we need that. Trying to get a bag, but not with the streets at. Slow money, but not with the creeps at. Less is more, he said, with an impact, okay. He said, maybe I can sponsor you. Give me 25% up front, I said, in review. In fact, verbal deals are a trap, and what you're selling, homie, I ain't buying, so you could take it back. Grinding for my blessings. I've been grinding for my blessings. I've been praying for my blessings. Praying for my blessings. I've been looking for my blessings. Looking for my blessings. I've been working for my blessings. Working for my blessings. Woke up this morning, yeah, I feel blessed. Feeling like there's no stress. All my life feel like I'm just getting it right. If you got air in your lungs, walk with a stride. Hold your head up, man, you're doing just fine. Stay absorbed in your cause and don't forget the motive. And when the time comes, you'll be soaked up in your purpose. Ring it out, yeah, ring it all out. Once your cup runneth over, they'll know what you all about. Got food on the table, clothes on your back, a roof over your head, so there's nothing that you lack. Love in your heart and family, even if that's that, you're blessed. Facts. Grinding for my blessings. I've been grinding for my blessings. I've been praying for my blessings. Praying for my blessings. I've been looking for my blessings. Looking for my blessings. I've been working for my blessings.
work, work, working for my blessings. Running for my blessings, praying for my blessings, looking for my blessings, working for my blessings. Running for my blessings, praying for my blessings, looking for my blessings, working for my blessings.
Beginning with the name, what is the story behind this album?
Carpenter's Daughter. So Carpenter's Daughter, you know, I'm a product of my creator's, how would I say, construct or, you know, idea. So just like the carpenter sculpts, so have I been sculpted, so have you been sculpted, so have we been sculpted. And just as the raw wood, we've been measured, we've been inspected, admired, and scrutinized, even like the finished product. So Carpenter's Daughter literally comes from that, the growth, the measuring, the inspection, being admired or scrutinized depends on who's beholding the beauty, you know. So it comes from that. It comes from growing and becoming yourself. Also, my father, my late father, who passed away in 2020, August, was a carpenter. So it actually fits in really well. I'm not capping on this album at all. you know, so there's no cap, no, ooh, who does she think she is? Irrelevant. It's true. I'm the carpenter's daughter in real life, in serenity life, in my spiritual life. I am the carpenter's daughter. Just like we all are, because we're all being sculpted, we're all being inspected, measured, admired, scrutinized, even like the finished product. You go to a museum, someone's standing there looking at it, at a sculpture, looking at a painting, like, ooh, this is nice, or ooh, I don't like this. We're all the carpenter's daughter or sons or however you identify.
How do you intend to celebrate this release?
Through an outdoor event. We're released the 30th of June. It's the official date. And I mean, summertime right now, we're not so restricted. It's nice to be outside, embrace the fact that we can enjoy the fresh air, the nature, and all those things that give us life, like the sun. So an outdoor event, open venue where I can perform and play for a crowd, even just to direct them to where they can find more music. That date is to be determined, and you can follow me on social media in order to get that information when the time comes. But it would definitely be this summer, open event, outdoor, online showcases as well. For example, even the End of the Week NYC, a freestyle competition group, they invited me to do an online showcase on one of their Zoom events. Definitely, you know, using every aspect of life and technology to my benefit and, you know, where people can hear me.
May we listen to some more of your music?
Of course.
This is Carpenter's Daughter on CKUT.
She is I and I am her. She is I and I am her. She is I and I am her.
Who that be?
Carpenter's daughter.
She is I and I am her. She is I and I am her. She is I and I am her.
Who that be?
Carpenter's daughter.
She is I and I am her. She is I and I am her. She is I and I am her.
Who that be?
Carpenter's daughter.
She is I and I am her. She is I and I am her. She is I and I am her.
Who that be?
Carpenter's daughter.
Heard she got a crib in the south.
What?
Heard she poured pockets on drought. Man, I heard she got a man in the house.
What?
Heard she a home wrecker screwing people's vows. Heard she can spit though. Yo. With the crown and the queen of the underground. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I heard she can spit too. Yeah. Nigga, that's no doubt. That's no doubt.
Yeah.
But I heard she got issues in her life. Man, I mean, who don't got strife? Feeling like Missy, right? With them gossip folks talking shit and taking notes. Friend of foe, they got their Pinocchios in my world. Better go clean their home and fold their clothes. Talking shit they don't know. Heard this and that from so and so. But yo.
She is I and I am her. She is I and I am her. She is I and I am her.
Who that be?
Carpenter's daughter.
She is I and I am her. She is I and I am her. She is I and I am her.
Who that be?
Carpenter's daughter.
I ain't gotta stress no.
Nah.
Too cool and way too blessed, so just put on my headphones. Block them out, they get an expo, and I just let go. Cause when you know who you are, you just know. So nothing them sick can get you overthrown. Hold your own, flip them like an old mobile phone, and make sure just to stay in your zone. Or get cut off for reception, dial tone from bone to bone, from sea to sea. I'm always me, and will always be. Blessings ordained, such a decree. Hide on the thermostat, too many degrees. Freaking flyer looking overseas. While you over there talking about spilling the tea? Yeah. She is I and I am her. She is I and I am her. She is I and I am her.
Who that be?
Carpenter's daughter.
She is I and I am her. She is I and I am her. She is I and I am her.
Who that be?
Carpenter's daughter.
If our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your music, where should they go?
They can go to Bandcamp. Just type in Serenity, S-E-R-E-N-I-T. Also, on all major streaming platforms, I've released my singles there. For example, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon. Right now, I'm in the process of revamping my SoundCloud. I do have some music there already under the same name, S-E-R-E-N-I-T, Serenity. Yeah, so SoundCloud will be uploaded shortly, just in the process of revamping that. So Bandcamp, Spotify, iTunes, major streaming platforms.
Well, thank you for your interview today.
No problem. My pleasure, Sheila.
You've been listening to Serenity speaking about her latest album, Carpenter's Daughter. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando.
You're listening to Radio CKUT 90.3 FM Montreal, or online at ckut.ca.
Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The Quarantine Report, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. The World Health Organization said Monday it's setting up a hub in South Africa to help poor and middle-income countries produce their own COVID-19 vaccines using the mRNA technology behind the world's most effective shots. The WHO said its plan could see new vaccine production begin in South Africa in as little as 9 to 12 months. The UN agency called on Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech to share the technology to make the plan successful. This came as South African President Cyril Ramaphosa blasted wealthy nations and pharmaceutical companies that have refused to transfer life-saving technology to the Global South. On Monday, Ramaphosa repeated his call for a three-year waiver on intellectual property rights for COVID-19 vaccines.
We are facing an emergency that is affecting the entire world.